ومن والاه. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The sister, she called, and we have a serious problem in this case. And alhamdulillah, I told her to call me back until I bring all the evidence in order to answer her, because she has a very serious question. And because the woman, she said, I'm going to fail in fitna. Fitna because she live alone in her apartment. Let me tell you what she said. She said, I am a young woman. My age is 30 years old. Young woman, 30 years old. I am a divorced woman with two children. I live by myself and my two children in my own apartment. My own apartment. She said she is very, very good in education and she has a good job. She has a good job and she live alone. And she said, since I have been divorced from 2 years, I live with my children in my own apartment. And the most important is, she said, I feel lonely. I feel lonely. I try to cut off to have a relation between me and any co-worker in my job. She said, my father is 70 years, more than 70 years old, and my mother, she's serving him, is a sick person. And she has only one brother, and her brother is out overseas, is outside. He's working in one of the European countries. She said, I'm facing fitna. And some, I have fear about myself because I live alone. You know, a woman, when she live alone, she will be in the big fitna. You know, especially Sheikh Ali, she is 30 years old. She's still young. SubhanAllah, there's nothing wrong. She's very honest. She said, I live by myself. I feel lonely. And I try to cut off as much as I could from my relation with the other co-worker. The problem is, he said, in her work, she has a co-worker, very religious person, very polite person. She said, I fell in love with him and he fell in love with me. They love each other. But she said, the problem, he is a married person. He has a zawja. He has his own zawja too. She said, the two family, her father and her mother and all his her family member, refuse to go for marriage because they fear about the young kids. You know, when the woman, she married and she has kids, maybe the new husband, he doesn't want any children to bother him. So her family member refuse. And also from the side of this man who willing or intend to marry her, his family also refuse to go for the second marriage. His family refuse to go for also the marriage. And she said, I receive a pressure and they bother me too much. My ex-husband, because that's his children, he threaten me, if you go for marriage, I will take the children from you. It's a very complicated case. I will take the children from you. And she said, even his father is calling me from time to time, and he threatening me, if you married, we will give you hard time. Stop and give yourself for your children. So you are divorced, you have to take care about the children. And she said, my ex-husband, he is a very, very famous man, has a very great job, big contractor, he's rich, but he's bothering me from time to time because of the, I still have his children. Got it? Got the story now? Now. Now, she said, the new person who work, my co-worker, the Muslim, he is very successful businessman, very religious, but the problem is married. But he fell in love with me too. Now, She said, I feel toward him that he is my man. Actually, my heart, my brain, everything, and I fear about myself from this fitna. He tried to find a solution for me, Sheikh. Sometimes I have no idea. I normally don't receive questions, but subhanAllah, sometimes when they look the numbers for Masjid Manhattan and they call some of the brothers' members here, they give them my phone number direct. It wasn't came through the email, his personal call. Now, she said, I cannot marry. I fear from my parents because my father, he refused this kind of marriage. Now, she said, the question is, can I go and make this marriage? One of the imam agreed to let me marry this man without wali. Without wali. And we need to make this marriage secret as much as we could. We don't need to publish it because she fear her parents and she fear the family of her husband, include the ex-husband. So do she think, Muhammad, she need to go for marriage without wali? You know the wali is the father of the woman. She's young, she's old, the woman, she has to have a wali. The question she said, can I go this marriage without the wali? Only I take two witnesses because I know the witnesses in Islam. I know some of the two witnesses are willing to help me to witness this kind of marriage. But she said, one of the witnesses, he doesn't pray. He said, the contract of marriage will be right if I go and may I marry without approval from my father or my brothers. And I try to make it as much as I could secretly with a few friends whom I know. And I got the two witnesses, they are willing for this two witnesses. One of them, he doesn't pray, but sometime he prays the Jum'ah. So we have a complicated question. نقول وبالله التوفيق. We say and our tawfiq will depend on Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I'm not mufti. I try as much as I could to help the community from the Islamic study which I have, little Islamic study which I have. Now I say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith, if you have any problem, if you have answer, you refer it to who, Sheikh Riyaz? If you need to answer or to have any solution in Islam, you refer your question to who? Allah and His Messenger. Let us see what is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا زواج إلا بولي وشاهدي عدل. No marriage will be valid without wali. Wali mean the father. We don't have the father. It would be actually the brother. We don't have the brother. We have the uncle. We don't have the uncle. We have the grandfather. Even your nephew, the son of your brother, you could be also the wali if he's adult. So the Prophet, he made a condition here and he said, لا زواج, no marriage, إلا, except with wali. وشاهدي عدل, two witnesses, male two witnesses. Time. The second thing I like, is that allow for her father, for example, he refused this kind of marriage. Is that allow to stop this marriage, or he has authority and power to stop this marriage? We have another hadith from the Prophet ﷺ. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن جاءكم من ترضون دينه وخلقه فزوجوه إن لم تفعلوا تكن فتنة وفساد تكن فتنة وفساد في الأرض. عظيم. If you come anyone to marry your daughter وترضون دينه وخلقه, and you accept this too from the man who need to marry your daughter, your sister, whatever is, and you satisfy about his deen, and you satisfy about his khuluqa, his good manners, his good behavior. Go ahead and let him marry your daughter. And if you stop this, تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ وَفَسَادٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ. If you stop this kind of marriage, because this man became qualified. What is the qualification for the man? Huh? To carry what? Deen, religious. He's a religious person. He pray, he fast, he pay zakah. So he do everything in Islam. And khuluqa, he known to the community that he has a good manners. Not known that he has a girlfriend. Not known that he's drinking. Not known that he leave the salah. So this is called khuluq, good manners. The good manners in Islam is to worship Allah and to follow the rule in Islam. This is the condition. So now, if the father he said no, and the man is qualified, we ask the question here, Amujad. The married person who married is allowed to go and marry the second one, or is haram in Islam?
No.
Okay. Sheikh Ali is going to look at me and he's going to check his hand. According to the United States, everybody's scared. Yes. But this is actually according to Sharia, is allowed or not allowed?
Yes. Allowed.
Absolutely. If the man is qualified in religion and good manners, he has right to go. And we ask the second question, the married man who need to marry for the second one, does he need a permission from his wife?
No.
That's another question we need to ask. Does he need a permission, Ya Sheikh Ali, from his wife? If you got your wife and you told her, honey, I need to marry someone else, what you gonna do, Ya Sheikh Ali? I think he will be hanged in the door. So we know about this. We know that the woman, she will never accept this. Never accept this, subhanAllah. So, but this is legal in Islam, is allowed in Islam, with the condition is to be fair between both of them. And if you actually normally, Mohandis A'la Kabir, when you marry the second one, who taking the show, who's stealing the show, who's stealing the love from your heart? The new one, the old one, she's now actually, she is old, she's her body, her belly, so and so, she actually, she smells garlic and onion, but the other one, the new one, she's an etiquette woman, moderated, she smells good, she knows how she takes care about herself. That's why we advise the woman, the wife, to advise, if your woman neglecting these options, you have to go and advise her, listen, I need when I come to my house, I need to see a beautiful woman, not like a soldier. Because a woman after certain age, and especially when she got the children, she became like a soldier. Because she takes the power from the children. Because of the children. So in order to do that, you have, if you feel actually that your wife doesn't satisfy you, you have to advise her. And if she's continue to ignoring you, because some of the man brother from Masjid Ibn Athin, he came and told me, my wife, she banished me, and she told me, sometime only she told me once a month to see me. That means she give him his right on the bed every month, Ya Sheikh Abdullah. And if we have young people and energy today, sometime the 1 month is not enough. So a lot of brothers, actually, they raise the flag all the time, 24 hours. There is question, wallahi, woman, they ask me. They ask me, my husband, he need me every day, every day, every... Some of the brothers, mashallah, they are in jihad all the time. So what we have to do here in this case? Yes, he has the right to marry. If he's going to make justice between both of them. But he said his wife, he warning him too. If you're going for this marriage, I will leave you. I will divorce you. I will take every single right here in this country is to punish you. She gave him also. So what we have to do, therefore, the woman, she said, I am in fitna, lonely, I fear the adultery, and this is the only way, actually, to marry, but find a solution for me, to marry without wali, and to marry without publishing the marriage. Is that allowed in Islam? We say it haram in Islam, that the woman to marry. If the father, her father, refuse this kind of marriage, his wilaya, it's mean to be a wali, will be fallen. And the wilaya will be moved to who? To her brother, the one where he is in Europe. She called him. If he approved this marriage, he's not able to come, he could hire. He knows Mujahid. Yeah, Mujahid, I give you authorization and power to representing me at the time of nikah, the time of the contract of marriage. I give you authorization to go there representing me. And if the marriage will be done by the approval of the brother, the marriage will be right or not?
Yes.
Absolutely, will be right. So the brother is qualified. What about if the brother doesn't also, because he fears his father? If he give approval for this marriage, maybe his father is going to get him mad from him. So what about she doesn't have anybody else? يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَمَنْ لَا وَلِيَّ لَهُ فَالسُّلْطَانُ وَلِيٌّ لَهُ. If you don't have any wali, the woman, because wali is a condition for the two Muslim, male and female, if they need to marry, or the Muslim will need to meet, to make marriage also, he need also wali, the woman, she need a wali. What about Sheikh Ali, if the woman, she's not a Muslim? We need the wali of the woman, the Christian, yes. But if the woman, she became a Muslim, there is no any approval from the wali, except has to be Muslim. Why Allah, he said what? إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The wali, your wali is Allah, ورسوله, والذين آمنوا, and the believer. So if the woman, she converts and she became a Muslim, there is no, we cannot accept anyone from her family to be a wali. And the wali has to come from the full root of the father. You may find sometimes Muslim, they bring the uncle back from the mother, maternal uncle. Has to be from the father's side, ulul usba min al-rijal, from the father's side and the roots of her father, not from the mother's side. That is the wali. So what about if we go to the sultan or the imam? The imam of the masjid could be one of the wali, because the woman, she doesn't have wali at all. She doesn't have any representative for her in marriage. And the imam, he said, no, I cannot do that, I'm going to receive a trouble. So the ulama said, we will take the opinion of Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. What is Abu Hanifa said rahimahullah? In his fatawa, in the great fatawa, Abu Hanifa said, والثيب تزوج نفسها, and the married woman, the divorced woman, or the woman whom her husband passed away, if she doesn't find wali, if there is no wali, 100 life, no wali for the woman, the woman, she will have power to marry herself direct to this man without any wali. That's not what Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, because Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he tried to make a lot of solution in a complicated area for the Muslim if they do that. But the majority of the other ulama, like Al-Imam Ahmad wa Shafi'i wa Malik, he said, wali is a condition for the married woman, divorced woman, or her husband passed away, and the virgin woman. All of them, they agree, because the Prophet, he said, general, la waliya, la zawaj, no marriage, illa, except with the wali and shahidai ad. Come fast before you leave. What about the two witnesses which the woman mentioned in her question? One of them doesn't pray. He's not praying. Only sometime he prays Salat al-Jum'ah. What about this? Actually, but he's a Muslim, of course. He's a Muslim, of course. Actually, what is the ulama said? Listen for this carefully. Al-Imam Malik wa Ahmad wa Shafi'i, not allow for the man who doesn't marry, or who doesn't pray, or known that he disobey Allah, to be a witness in the marriage. Because the Prophet, he said what? وشاهدي عدل. To witness عدل. What's been عدل, Abu Jahid?
Just.
How just? Just the first was Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, because Allah commanded you to pray. But if we find someone, he doesn't pray, Ahmad, wa Malik, والشافعي, they said his witnessing will be denied and the contract will be denied. Must pray, must obey Allah and to adl, because adl is to be just, fair. So before you pick up the witness, you must pick up a witness they know what. That's why when we have marriage here, ya Sheikh Ali, come and be witness. I send him to the first floor, and I send some brother to the first floor, because we know them. They are iqamat al-salah, they know, they are righteous. But some of them, he fail to be just even with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he doesn't pray. So these three ulama, the Malik, wal Imam Abu Hanifa, Malik, wa Abu Hanifa, wa Shafi'i, these three, they said he is a fasiq, rebellious, fasiq. And if the marriage is done with these two, with this witness, who or both of them doesn't pray, that means the contract of marriage is not valid, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the hadith said, shahidai adl, to witness just and fair, known they are religious, known they are Muslim, iqamatu salah and others. Imam Ahmad, he said, nara Allah wa rool, because he is a kafir. Imam Ahmad, he considered the one who knows that the salah is obligations in Islam, and he rejected to pray even if he's lazy. He's not qualified to be part in this contract. So he said, is the kafir, and the salaf, the follow of the immat al-Muslimin from the salaf, he said, is not qualified, and the contract must be renewed again, because one of the witness failed to be just and fair, even with their Lord. I think we cover everything. And the point is, ishar. The woman, she doesn't need to publish this marriage. If we have the two witnesses and the wali, it will be enough, even if you don't publish this marriage. But which is better, to publish the marriage? Maybe one day they saw you in a street walking with a woman, and then after that they said so and so. So a person has to clear himself all the time, is to publish the hab. But if he has the wali and the two witnesses, he will be enough for this marriage to be complete, insha'Allah ta'ala. And that's what we need. We owe Allah tabaraka ta'ala, insha'Allah ta'ala. So either to publish.
No. One quick question. So as a Muslim, are we not obligated to follow the rule of the land, which is like, you know, prohibits the law of marriage?
If the law of the land, jazakallah khair, this is a very good question, Sheikh. To follow the law of the land, if the law of the land contradicting my law of Islam, I don't take it. Some the law of the land, they said you are not allowed to take more than one wife. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take this and I go and register it, but don't register it and stay in a side. But this is contradicting my deen. The law of the country, they told you actually, so they'll tell you, for example, in order to be American citizen, you have to go and drink. I'm not going to drink it because contradicting my religion. So anything but traffic violations, I pass the red light, I follow the rule, because this is the law. Because passing traffic light is violations, so the law will punish you, so you accept it. But now come to actually second thing. If the law in the country, for example, they say insurance for your life, must and demand, this is haram against my religion, because insurance, to insure yourself is haram in Islam. But if I have insurance for my car, if I have insurance for the house which I bought, doesn't contradicting with my religion. But myself, Allah is the one, He own this soul, so you don't need insurance for yourself. And I advise the brothers who have insurance for life to go and cancel it, because this is haram in Islam. Not allow it. To take some fund after you die, because tell me for my children, for my children. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He's the one, He support all of us. Allah is the one, He support everyone, inshaAllah.
I have a question. In traffic red light, in insurance, you go with the law of the land. But at the time of marriage, you said, I don't agree. Is not it contradictory?
Because marriage is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, good question, Sheikh Ali.
Now somebody married, right?
Okay.
I have two wives. Now my first wife if she goes to the court, and I have no other way than to...
Should she come to put you in a date? That's why I told you, don't register it. The second marriage.
But you are cheating yourself.
Because we are a chicken, Sheikh Ali. That's the problem. That a chicken. Because Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said what? فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً. Go and marry as much as you can. Twice, three times, four times. And if you fear to be just and fair between of the wife, it will be what?
One.
Only one. One chicken here. Sheikh Ali, and another chicken here.
America,
one clothes here, one clothes here.
You can have multiple. You understand? State of land, American law saying no two wife registered. But.
بارك الله فيكم نسأل الله العلي العظيم سبحانه اللهم علمنا ما علمت به كثير من قلقك اجعلنا من الراشدين اجعلنا من الذين يستمعون القول فاتبعون أحسنه اللهم اختم لنا بخاتمة حسنة اللهم ارض عنا يا رب العالمين ولا تخرجنا إلا من هذا المكان إلا بذنب مغفور وعمل متقبل يا رب وجسدا على البلاء صابرا اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم الأموات والمسلمين والمسلمات هل أحياء منهم والأموات اللهم احرصنا بعينك التي لا تنام ولا تغفل واجعلنا للمتقين إماما واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان واعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين اللهم تب علينا توبة ترضاها قبل الموت اللهم ادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار اللهم ارحم أمواتنا وأموات المسلمين واشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين واهدي أولادنا وأولاد المسلمين واجعل أزواجنا يا رب العالمين زوجاتنا قرة أعين لنا يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا خطايانا صغيرها وكبيرة جلها وحقيرها يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا مفتونين وآخر دعوان الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله finish our class before our respected lawyer came to speak about the second marriage. Second marriage is legal according to the law or legal according to the Islam. Alhamdulillah, we finished before he came because he's going to open discussion with us. May Allah Ta'ala bless everyone of you. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.